more scriptures about Messiah following the series I Am, Yahusha, the I Am. So this will be part two now, and we're actually at Unleavened Bread at the feast here. James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. So the Father of lights, Yahweh, there's no variableness or shadow of turning. He doesn't change according to how people change. And then here we go. Revelation 1, verse 8. I am Alpha and Omega, or Alpha and Tav. Remember your Hebrew. I am Alpha and Omega in the Greek. Beginning and the ending, saith Yahweh, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Well, Aleph and Tav in the Hebrew. The Greek is Alpha and Omega. Saith Yahweh, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. And then also, go to Isaiah 48:12, which we may or may not get there. I shall make a note, and we'll try to do that as well. A couple of other scriptures not relating to this study, but in Hebrews 13. So in Hebrews 13 it says, let brotherly love continue. Oh, that's all fine and good, isn't it? Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. And verse 4, marriage is honorable in all, in the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers Yahweh will judge. Into the scriptures, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, who did it? In the beginning, Yahweh created the heavens and the earth. He is the creator there. Also Hebrews chapter 1, 1 verse 8:11. Yeah, and I was thinking of the National Council of Churches, the NCC and the WCC, two very liberal organizations unifying the world. Kind of an umbrella, but under the RCC, the Global, Big Ecumenical Global Evangelical Evangelifish, One World Government, One Political, One Religious System, that the Book of the Revelations talk about. So what do people want to do? They want to dive in and help and assist it and help it to grow. after knowing that there's a beast, a one world system out there, one world religion, why would we want to be a part of making, even in our own ranks, you know, why would we want Sabbath keepers of all persuasion of Sabbath keepers to unite under one world, one government, one name and all of that? You know, we can meet in private homes, we can meet there together, but we don't have to have one hodgepodge organization, do we? So that's a sidelight. We're talking about the Messiah, though, in Hebrews 1:8. Be unto the Son, he says, thy throne, O Yahweh, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Verse 10, thou, Yahweh, in the beginning hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all wax old as does a garment. And as a vesture shall thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. We are speaking of Yahusha HaMashiach. Yahusha or Yahusha the Messiah. Short for Yahusha, but inspired from Scripture, Yahusha. And Yahusha is also inspired, but it's made up of, you know, having to turn here and there and turn to the concordance to come up with Yahusha. So that's why we've been using Yahusha correctly, as our study indicated there last month about Yahusha. Who is Yahusha? And who is Yahusha? And who is Yahshua? Why do we not use Yahshua? What is wrong with that? If you look up Shua in the concordance. Now going to Psalms. Let's go to Isaiah 44. Since I just opened that, Isaiah 44, verse 6. Now we'll be going to Psalm 89 as Messiah the Rock. But 44 verse 6, he is the Aleph and the Tav. Or we read the Alpha and Omega in Revelation. Thus saith Yahweh, the King of Yisrael and his Redeemer, Yahweh of armies, I am the first and I am the last. I am Aleph and Tav, and beside me there is no mighty one. And 48:12 is just going to say the same there in Isaiah. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called, I am he, I am the first, and I am the last. Then in, okay, that's 44 and 48, two chapters there. And we missed in 44, 24. So we had 44 verse 6, I am first and I am the last, beside me there is no Yahweh. 24, verse 24, thus saith Yahweh, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am Yahweh, that make all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth forth the earth, or abroad the earth by myself. 46, verse 3, hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. He is the I Am. Chapter 45, 5 through 8. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. There is no mighty one beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, and from the west, that there is none beside me. So I guess rising of the sun opposed to the going down of the sun, which starts our days in the west there. It starts and finishes our days. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make shalom and create evil. I do, Yahweh, do all these things. Drop down heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open. Let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, Yahweh, have created it. That was in chapter 45. Verse 8, drop down, O heavens. That was, yeah. And then Isaiah, chapter 54. I used to read these on the radio on a gospel station every morning, 6 years, Roseburg, Oregon, KGRV. 54:5. For thy maker is thine husband, Yahweh of armies is his name, Yahweh is his name. And thy Redeemer, the pure one of Israel, the mighty one of the whole earth, shall he be called. For Yahweh has called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou hast refused, saith Yahweh. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. And a little wrath I hid my face from you, for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on you, saith Yahweh, thy Redeemer. Now, Psalm 89. Go back, flip back to Psalm 89 if you would, or listen as I read about Messiah the Rock on the second part of Yahweh the I Am, Yahusha the I Am. It's Yahusha. I am, or Yahosha, or Yahvahosha, the I Am. And we're on the Yahweh.name website. And I suppose we're about 10 minutes in. 89:26 says it, he shall cry unto me, thou art my Father, my Mighty One, and the Rock of my salvation. I also will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him. Then, next, let's turn to Jeremiah, then John, Colossians. Well, no, let's go to Deuteronomy. It's closer. Go back left now to Deuteronomy 32:4. And then we'll go to Jeremiah 32. But this is Deuteronomy 32, verse 4. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A mighty one of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. And the verse before that, verse 3, because I will publish the name of Yahweh. So are we supposed to hide it, as the secret organizations do, and as the Kabbalah, the Jews? Are we supposed to whisper his name annually at the Feast of Atonement? No, it said publish the name. It said proclaim in the Book of Psalms. Jeremiah 32 now, going from Deuteronomy 32, where once it said, He is the rock, His work is perfect. He is the rock, as we found there, and Messiah is the rock, Psalm 89, many, many, many other scripture places. We find all this. And it's good just to sit down and go through these scriptures, or sit up, you know, if you've been sitting down too much, then sit up. 32:27. Behold, I am Yahweh, the mighty one of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Mark 19:26 as well. Then John 1. We've read that many times in the last broadcasts. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh. The Word was with Mighty One, and the Word was the Mighty One. The Word meaning the Messiah there. The Word stands, W-O-R-D stands for Messiah. How about also going to 10:38 of John? And I think it's 14-something. 10:38 said, But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Now 14:12, as I have these linked together. Some say chain linked. I don't know, I guess. 14:8. Or 14:9. Messiah saith unto him, Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? So if we've seen Yahusha, we would have seen the Father. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. The Father may be esteemed in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Verse 20, At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And if a man love me, he will keep my words. My Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Verse 24, He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the Comforter there, and much more to be considered. John 17:5. And now, O Father, magnify thou me with thine own self, with the esteem which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name. Now, where did he do that? In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then they accused him of blasphemy for using the name. We're saying that Yahusha, for saying, I am he, just like Exodus 3. He said, I am, and then he also said, I am Yahweh. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gave me out of the world. Thine own were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. This is in the, not the so-called Lord's Prayer, but the real Yahweh's Prayer, John 17. But the what they call the Lord's Prayer, or Yahweh's Prayer, that's also very, very good. So before the world was, I am. That's one powerful verse there to quote to your little visitors that come door to door, isn't it? And then they'll say, well, it doesn't make any difference to me. Yeah, but it will. Yahweh's word, not only does it not, it does not return unto him void, but in the end times, then we will see what will happen with these people who, you know, deny these particular scriptures, or any or all scriptures. But someday we will see that it'll come to a day of reckoning, and then we'll know. And we'll know for sure. We can't argue. Then we'll see what will happen. And that could be really soon, the way signs are looking here in the world. Now go to, as we change gears here a little bit, the Yahweh wants us to keep his commandments, keep the law. And he said, Paul said that all scripture is given for inspiration, for reproof, for correction, you know, so on in 2 Timothy 3:16. But and to preach the word, well, it's okay, it's not taboo to preach, but 2 Timothy 4, to preach the word in season and out of season. And if you're saved, you need to hear this. Some will say, well, that's not an issue of salvation, it's to preach the word. I'm not going to worry about that. But if they've already been saved, then what's the problem? You know, we need to kind of move up to higher heights and deeper depths in Yahweh and stop being, you know, milquetoast. I'm only going to do the bare minimum. What is the bare minimum required of me? I can't lose my salvation, they tell themselves. They strive about the law. Titus 3:9, striving about something here. Paul wrote it under the inspiration of the Spirit. But foolish, avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. Oh, okay, I see. I was going to go to 1 John 3:1, or 1 John 3, verse 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. For that's one definition of sin. It's transgression of the law. That's the best definition there. And then the definition of love is found in chapter 5, verse 2. By this we know, if we love the children of Yahweh, when we love Yahweh and keep his commandments. 1 John 5:3, for this is the love of Yahweh, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are too much of a burden and bondage, as the Christian radio said, no, and his commandments are not grievous. Moving up then to Hebrews 8:10, or 10:16, says the same thing, the new covenant there, in the book of Hebrews. So we want to set our, getting on to the issue of what we need to do, but we need to study more of the character and the name of the eternal Yahusha, the Messiah. That's why people have been tuning in here lately. More than anything is to hear about the Messiah. And I'm not going to let demographics dictate the, or requests dictate the forum here, but to some extent I think that they're saying something that I was neglecting, or that I needed rather to press on harder to, for the character and the name of Yahweh. One of his character traits is, he says, this is the covenant in 8:10 of Hebrews. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Yahweh. I'll put you under grace and not law, so that you'll have lots of liberty to break my commandments. No, he said, he didn't say that. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And did he say so they'll forget him? No, he said, and I will be to them their mighty one, and they shall be a people. So he'll be their governor, their king, the mighty one of all, through the next 1,000 years and through eternity. Chapter 2, verse 1. Who is the head? Just like Isaiah chapter 9 says, the governor, the prince of peace. 2 verse 1, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And if the word spoken by messengers was steadfast, 3, how should we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by Yahweh, was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? The word of Yahweh is nigh thee, in thy mouth. Romans 10:8. Chapter 10, verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, and in thy heart, that is, the word of faith which we preach. Stop that preaching now, that's not popular. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Yahusha HaMashiach, and shalt believe in thy heart that the Mighty One has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. What is that name? Whosoever call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved, and in the name of his Son, Yahusha. They call on the name of Yahweh. For ultimately, Yahweh the Father is our salvation. He gave us his Son, who died on the tree at Calvary. And it says in Ephesians 2:8-10 there, for by faith are you saved through faith, and that not through unmerited favor, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of Yahweh, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Yahusha HaMashiach, unto good works, that we should walk in them. Ephesians. But we're here in Romans. I should have told you we're going to stay there in Romans, if you would, to 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh. So faith is sort of an elusive thing, as it was presented in many churches. Faith is just some sort of a hope or a feeling that you have, but here, actually, faith is what you believe, and faith is the word of Yahweh. It comes by hearing and studying, hearing the word of Yahweh. That's our faith. That's who Yahweh is. Let's just agree on the common denominator, should we? That's what they say in the ecumenical movement. Well, I partly agree. Let's just agree on everything that Yahweh had to say. Not just on John 3:16, or not just on, I believe there's a God, and leave it at that, but we're going to believe even further. We're going to go on, and we're even going to go on to perfection here. Ephesians 6:17, how about that sword of the Spirit? Chapter 6. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Christian radio station. No, which is the word of Yahweh. Colossians 3:16 now. The Messiah of HaMashiach dwell in you richly. So the word is Yahweh, as we read in John 1. Let the word dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns. So the psalms and hymns can be used for teaching and admonishing. So we can't just have these popular Christian songs. Maybe we shouldn't have any of them, but we should have hymns and psalms that are somewhat convicting. That there's some teaching in there that call for some change of heart, some change of action in heart. And spiritual songs, singing with favor in your hearts to Yahweh. We're not just singing to the worship leader up there, the nose ring wearing worship leader, but we're singing to the Eternal Father. I wouldn't have one of those. Piercing the body is a pagan practice. Matthew 13:21. Many are offended by the word. This is a study I did in the 1980s on Christian radio. And I never heard in 6 years of anyone changing their mind and coming out of Babylonian Christian religion. Matthew 13:21. Yet has he not root in himself, but dureth for a while, but when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by because of the word, by and by he is offended. We don't want to be unfruitful and be offended by the word, but receive the seed into the good ground. Those that hear the word, understand it, bear fruit, and bring forth some a hundredfold, and some 60, some 30 in Matthew 13. Don't be offended by the word. John 17:6. We did Messiah's prayer. So not only are we not going to be offended by the word, but we're going to manifest the name. Whatever the name is, it is important. John 17:6. I have manifested, Messiah says, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Kept Yahweh's word there. And verse 26, and I have declared unto them thy name. So right here, 2,000 years ago on earth, Yahushua declared the name of the Father, Yahweh, the what is called the Tetragrammaton, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yahweh. And I will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Going back to verse 6, I have manifested to them thy name. He prayed to the Father. He wasn't praying to himself. I have given them thy word. This is in verse 14, chapter 17, John 14. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray now that thou shouldest not take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. You know, so this is our Savior speaking here, Yahushua, who is speaking. And let's go to John 4:24. He is the truth. He is the way. He is the life. No man can come to the Father but by him. The name book, the book of John there, a lot of references about how important the name of Yahweh is, even though some say he doesn't matter, he doesn't care, it doesn't matter to him what we call him, just don't call him late for supper. You know, it's just real blasphemy there. John 4:24, too much lightness and casual, you know, we don't want to be too casual when we appear before Yahweh. We want to be dressed to be in his presence, but don't, you know, not be underly or overly dressed in spirit or in truth. So it says, John 4:24, Yah is spirit, Yah a spirit, and they that worship, or rather praise him, must praise him in spirit and truth. Truth has fallen in the streets. You know, the summer is past and the harvest is over, and still we are not saved because we don't even know the name of Yahweh. We need to know what name it is, and that it, first of all, is important to know what his name is. He says, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true mighty one, and Yahushua, whom thou hast sent. Yahushua himself said that in John 17:3. And he wants us to keep his Torah, feast days as well. Colossians 2:16. Just because I neglected to put it in the previous file there, where it would have fit better, but well, it all fits together. It's all line upon line, here a little, there a little, line upon line upon line, here a little, there a little. It the word of Yahweh is additive, and we can read a little here and a little there, as long as we are reading it in spirit and in truth, and not denying Yahweh's word. If we're going according to Deuteronomy 8 or Matthew 4, Luke 4:4, that we are to live by every word that proceeds out of Yahweh's mouth. So it said that you're circumcised, and then Colossians 2:12, you're buried with him in baptism and risen with him through the faith of the operation of Yahweh. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, as he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his tree. The handwriting of ordinances, otherwise known as the certificate of indebtedness, the death penalty for our sins was taken away if we trusted and repented according to the Messiah. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, of the principalities and powers, those secret forces of the underworld, triumphing over them in it. Therefore, let no man... But who then? If no man can do it, then who? So it says later that the assembly of Messiah. But let no man therefore judge you in meat or eating, or in drinking, is the proper interpretation, or in respect of, or part of, in part of a feast day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbaths, plural, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Messiah. Don't say is. The verb doesn't belong in there. Or the grammatical structure of the sentence falls apart and it doesn't make any sense at all. And I know they try to make a thing about that, to try to make it sense, but I can't remember how it goes. But anyway, is was an added verb in there. But the body of Messiah... Going back to verse 16, let no man therefore judge you, but the body of Messiah. That's the only way that it can make sense there. And so that's the feast that we must keep. Eating and drinking, and keeping the feast days, the new moons, the Sabbath days, until he comes. Making it through the winter and the hot summers of our life, the sizzling hot summers. And not worrying about... You know, what man out there could and will do to us and tax us or take away something or steal, or white-collar workers stealing from us. Not being so concerned about that, although we're still going to be responsible and accountable to ourselves and to those closest to us, but being confident that Yahweh is going to keep us. He is going to keep us and take us to be with him in eternity, and that we can live with him for not only the 1,000 years and the millennium if we are in him, if we are saved, and we continue in the faith. We'll be in that first resurrection, and we'll reign and rule with Yahweh for 1,000 years in the millennium and New Jerusalem, and thereafter for eternity, for the increase of his government, there shall be no end. It says there in the book of the Revelation about the saints who go through the... And I believe we all would, in a way, go through the tribulation, but we are going to be protected just like Noah on the ark. And, you know, like all the other true believers that is written in history, in the scriptures. But he said, blessed and pure is he that has part in the first resurrection in Revelation 20. On such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of the Mighty One and of Yahusha, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And he also said, it is also written there, that whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. But Revelation 22:14, blessed are they that do his commandments. We need to not only believe the law, the principles, prescriptions, and precepts, the statutes and judgments. For example, Mark 10:5, Yahusha said, Moses wrote you this precept, Mark 10:5 there. But those who do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. And 22:16 of Revelation, I, Yahusha, have sent mine messenger to testify unto you these things in the assemblies. So see, he is not the messenger, he's not the Melakim. He's sending, the Messiah himself is sending the messenger to testify unto these things. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. See Numbers 24:17. The Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come. and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Isaiah 55, Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come you to the waters, and he that has no money, come and buy and eat, come buy wine and milk without money, and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat you that which is good, and let your spirit delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, here and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Also Acts 13:34. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader, and a commander to the people. Yeshayahu 55. Verse 10, For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and returns not thither, but watereth the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall be accomplished that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing, whereunto I said it. But ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. A study on Yahusha today. Stephen Yah would appreciate an email. Send it to me, StephenYah@YahweHyahweh.name, so that we can know your needs and whether or not you're appreciating the program. Make any comments in a constructive sense, and that you are agreeing with the word of Yahweh. Thank you very much for joining us today. Maranatha, Yahweh is coming quickly. So let's keep getting ready. Keep the feast. That will keep us fresh and exercising our spiritual muscles until Yahweh comes back, until Yahusha comes back, that is.
Shalom.